whatever, tough or die, and they say, well, you're just trying to get the press, or you're just trying to get attention. And my response always is, and you're not?
Yeah.
They're not
going to
get votes.
Yes.
So it is in the nature of this sort of work.
Yes.
That you have to get your message out.
One of my expressions, those who can do, those who can't complain. Or there's another word beginning with B, if they don't know what to do.
That's absolutely correct.
So we're on the air right now. We're now recording. I thought we better cover off on the legal aspect, so we're recording. So, what makes a great Yankee promoter, or what makes a great promoter, full stop, Abner?
I think courage.
Yeah.
Courage is the most important thing, because there's always going to be somebody who disagrees with the way you look at the world, and you better be ready for that.
Yeah.
Put yourself out in the public eye, you're going to get all kinds of smack.
Yes, that happens, and even on our initial contact for the uninitiated there, obviously, we started writing about the California election through, okay, we have a mate over there, Rick Drazen, and he's close with Arnold Schwarzenegger, so we start writing about Arnold Schwarzenegger, and you did, I think, the right thing and the courageous thing, and say, hang on here, it's not just about Arnold, and it wasn't. He had to have other people to run against, and, I mean, you had a tremendous promotion yourself, so how and why did you first get involved in the election and really getting out there into the public eye?
Well, it's just interesting because it happened in stages. The initial impulse to get involved was actually my husband's idea. He's been following it much more closely than I had, and he said, you know, you should run for governor because you can.
Yes.
And I said, absolutely, great idea.
Yeah.
Let's make a movie about it.
Yeah.
So that's how it started, as an autobiographical documentary.
Yes.
But at the beginning, there was no way I could have known it would have turned into something this big.
Yeah.
I mean, even by the time I had spoke with you, it started to really blossom into something.
Yes.
But quickly after that, I think it was by the first week of September, about 7 weeks away from the election, it was out of control.
Yes.
So I didn't do anything except answer my phone,
yeah.
Respond to emails, and I didn't have to hire a publicist. I just was there.
That's right. So the publicity machine was in full swing and you're fielding off phone calls from Sydney, Australia and CNN and ABC and CBS and everyone else.
Right. No, I mean, I say that somewhat disingenuously. I do think that I had more of a sideline on how to handle the press once they actually called.
Yeah.
Even in the first day when Schwarzenegger and all of us showed up at the registrar's office to hand in our papers, I was very conscious of the cameras and made sure I said something that would be of interest to them,
yes.
Which I did, and which was then, you know, shown all over the world, as you saw.
Yes, absolutely.
You have to keep in mind, what is the format? Is it a video or film medium? It's usually, you know, quick soundbite kind of material.
Yes.
As incendiary as possible.
So,
and if it's print, one can take a little more time.
Yes. So at first, I guess some of the media thought, oh, he's a nice, young, fresh-faced girl. She's a little bit eccentric, but that was perhaps before they found out you were involved in filmmaking and documentaries, and talk about fantastic material to work with.
Wonderful material. Wonderful material.
You can't buy it.
Hours of stuff.
Yes.
50 hours.
Wow. So tell us, give us a little bit of a scoop. Don't let the cat totally out of the bag, but what can you tell us about the way the documentary and film is projecting at the moment? What are we to expect?
Well, we're still in the early stages of editorial. It's just transferring, digitizing, and organizing 50 hours of material. It took up the first month.
Yeah.
So, but it's weird, funny stuff. Very personal. I'm just completely, not exactly naked because I'm not the porn star, but
yes.
Emotionally naked for the camera.
Yes.
And the weird stuff that happens to the gear.
Yes.
It's kind of fish out of water thing. And the development of maybe the beginning of a whole political career.
Yeah. And some of your films and documentaries are known for being a little bit risque, aren't they? So maybe they were trying to dig up stuff on you, Edna?
I'm sorry, say that again.
Some of your films or documentaries, just when we look at the website with the living portfolio, some of your films and documentaries seem sometimes to be a little bit edgy or a little bit risque, so perhaps people might be looking in a little bit too deep there or not.
It came up a little bit on the campaign trail from the media.
Yep.
Usually, but in a very funny way. Nobody was really mean about it, although I was terrified that I was going to be mistaken for the porn star. Hillary Flint or something.
Yep.
When they insulted me on The Tonight Show, and it was fine. I thought it was funny.
Yep.
Husband would go around telling people that, yes, my wife is on The Tonight Show, and everyone thought that he was married to the porn star, so...
Here's an idea. There's probably some material there. Maybe you or some of your people should be in touch with MTV Celebrity Deathmatch, and they can have you screwing off against Mariah Carey with Arnold as the referee or something. Hey, that could be good stuff, couldn't it?
You should email them.
I think I will. I'll send it. We'll send it over so they know it's come from me, and they'll go, okay, well, let's look at this idea. It's probably worthwhile doing. So, obviously, you've got a busy lifestyle. How do you personally do the balance between, the loving wife, the sports fan, the politician, the out-there filmmaker? How do you do that and create at least some sort of balance?
And don't forget, most importantly, a mom. Okay.
Wow, that's right, your mum as well. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. A 2-year-old daughter.
Yep.
I balance it very poorly, actually.
I don't know. You're still in there kicking ass, and you're still on the air, so I reckon you're doing pretty damn well.
Yeah. Well, what it is certain days are better than others.
Yes. Absolutely. So what?
But they're all important things to me, so I just keep trading off, you know.
Yeah. And what are you doing at the moment when it's time to take a little bit of time out and relax and chill and get away from the big bad world? What does that Nazird go and do?
I go to Australia.
When are you coming?
Because you really got to get far, far away, but nobody can be in the same time zone with you and possibly reach you easily. So, so we typically go to Australia.
That's what it's all about. We'll have to catch up. We'll be over at Bondi or Leichhardt in Little Italy. Or Glebe, or Balmain Media Mania. We'll set the world on fire. I'm not sure you're coming to the right place to chill out. I think you'll be back on the news if you catch up with me, Abner.
Well, you know, I guess I can deal with that.
But we'll go up to a country town 300 kilometres north of Sydney and just chill. So, in summary, for all the people wondering out there, what do you put it down to, the one or two things that have seen you progress forward and really know how to work the political and media machine? And what do you put that out to that makes you who you are, Abner?
I think I do a lot of research. I mean, I think it's important to do your homework. A lot of people had this opportunity and just kind of didn't follow through on it.
Yeah.
I was working every night until 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning on the web, responding to emails, trying to figure out, you know, what's going on here, how can I make this better? So I really do think that you can't just do this off the cuff. You really have to do your hard work. And the other thing is that I like to take chances.
Yes.
Got to take chances.
Yep.
No, you can't get anywhere in life without taking serious risks.
Yep.
For serious measures.
Yes. No, absolutely. I think from our limited experience, we've found the same thing, even if that risks sending the mobile phone bill through the roof and filling up our computer with more audio files. But you've got to do these things. So, all right.
Well, keep fighting the good fight down there.
We certainly will, and we'll be in touch shortly. We're going to make this interview available for the whole world, and we'll go from there, and we look forward to following the ongoing saga of Abner Zird taking over the world.
Thanks,
Greg. All right, thanks, Abner. Have a great...
There or up here.
Oh, mate, we're going to be everywhere. There'd be no escaping. All right, Abner, we'll be in touch. Thank you very much once again.
Okay, great. Bye-bye.
Have a great day. Bye-bye. Thank you.